This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 61, Deep Thoughts Thursday. When people tell you your English sucks, here's what to do.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll learn how to make negative comments your motivator to improve your English.
Hey, Gabby, good evening. How's everything?
Hey, Lindsay, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling great. Here we are for episode 61.
Cool. Yeah, so we have a great quote for you guys to inspire you. It's from Frank Sinatra, and he says, "The best revenge is massive success."
Massive? What does massive mean?
Huge, big, tremendous, incredible.
Yeah. So, has anyone ever told you that your English isn't good?
Actually, yeah.
It's happened to you?
It's happened to me. It's happened in other languages, You know, where like I thought I was completely fluent in Spanish, and then someone asked me, like, do you speak Spanish?
Really? Because
they didn't think I was doing a very good job.
Oh my god, yeah. That's so rude. I can't believe they said that to you.
Well, and that's where this quote and this idea of, you know, people telling you your English sucks come together. Because I think the best way to deal with that when people tell you you can't speak English is to get back at them, to have revenge by really improving your language skills. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I really find that when someone tells me I can't do something, I find that it's a huge motivator. For example, you know, I mean, I want to have my own business. I want to, you know, have a great thriving business and be able to travel.
Yeah.
Some people might say, you can't do that. You need to work
right.
a 9-to-5 job. You need
yes.
to be in the office. There's nothing more motivating to me
Absolutely.
Than to have someone say that, because I'm going to go and prove them wrong.
That's right. Those naysayers.
Exactly.
Right? People who say, no, you can't do that. It's a naysayer, and the best revenge is just to prove them wrong.
Yeah. And understand that their comment to you is more about them than it is about you.
Right.
About the insecurities that they feel about themselves or disappointments that they haven't accomplished their own goals.
Yep.
So don't forget, it's really about them.
Yeah, great. I really love this quote, and I want you guys to remember this. Next time someone puts down or disparages or, you know, tells you your English is not good, just remember, you don't have to respond to them. You don't have to say anything. You can just quietly remember, the best revenge is massive success.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Before we end today, we want to let you know about our special premium transcripts. You can purchase our premium transcripts for the whole month. We have November, December, and January available for you to check your listening comprehension. Make sure that you're understanding every word we're saying on this podcast. Build your vocabulary, and you can learn independently or with a tutor using the premium transcripts. You can find those at our website, www.allearsenglish.com/conversations.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.